research, an update on the Prospect Study. The Prospect Study is a UK-wide observational study which aims to improve our understanding of Parkinson plus syndromes such as PSP and CBD. The study has now been running for 8 years, and we've recruited over 1,350 participants, making Prospect one of the largest studies of atypical Parkinsonism in the world. The study is led at UCL with a network of specialists, neurologists and researchers across 29 different UK sites. Thanks to the funding and support from PSPA and from patients and families with PSP and CBD, the study continues to grow. What does the study involve? We study Prospect participants with neurological assessment by a doctor, self-completed questionnaires, cognitive assessments, blood collection, and optionally a lumbar puncture, skin biopsy, and/or MRI scan. Over the years, this has helped to build a rich, anonymized data set, which allows us to look at patterns in symptoms in atypical Parkinsonism, genetic markers, protein, and imaging biomarkers. We ask people to repeat these tests after 1 year and then to go on to complete some questionnaires on a yearly basis. Should participants wish to participate remotely, as opposed to visiting their local study site, they can donate blood at their local GP and complete some questionnaires from their own home. The option for participants to take part remotely was crucial to keeping the study going throughout the COVID-19 pandemic from 2020 onwards. What have we found so far? PSP affects people in different ways, and some forms of PSP are similar in the early stages to Parkinson's. PSP, Parkinsonism. We estimate that PSP is twice as common as was previously thought, and may affect around 10,000 people in the UK. Variation in genetic factors, TRIM11 and LRRK2, may determine the different PSP clinical presentations and the progression of PSP. We hope that this will be used to define new treatments. Early onset PSP is defined by motor symptom onset from 55 years old, and we've shown that early onset PSP is often clinically similar to Parkinson's, and that genetic analysis, genetic risk score, can help differentiate between the two disorders. There is ancestral variation in the frequency of variants, mutations of genes known to be associated with PSP, such as MAPT, H1, TRIM11, and LRRK2 in PSP, as shown by some preliminary analysis of PSP in patients from different ancestry backgrounds, for example, South Asian and African Caribbean. The accuracy of diagnosis in atypical Parkinsonism is high in PSP and less high in CBD, as shown by analysis of participants who have died and had a post-mortem examination. Diagnostic accuracy may be improved by paying close analysis of key factors in subdomains of clinical rating scales. We have identified some rare families in which multiple people have been affected by PSP who carry rare variation in genes such as the tau gene, and this provides major insights into the biology of PSP and CBD. Future research. We're currently carrying out a comprehensive analysis of around 400 cases of CBD from multiple cohorts, including Prospect. We will look at age of onset, frequency of specific symptoms, biomarkers, and MRI imaging. This will help us learn more about the disease, its early phases, and how it progresses. Ultimately, this will help with the development of treatments and recruitment of early stage patients with biomarker confirmed CBD to drug trials. We're also carrying out analysis of all Prospect M participants who have passed away and who donated their brain tissue to a UK brain bank. We're comparing the clinical diagnosis they received in life to their diagnosis deciphered at post-mortem, the gold standard diagnosis, to find out how often we correctly diagnose atypical Parkinsonism. We are also looking to identify clinical features which could help improve accurate early diagnosis in the future. We are in the process of testing DNA samples from Prospect M samples for pathological expansions in a gene called C9ORF72. Been a lot of research interest in this gene in the last decade, since it was discovered as one of the most common causes of familial frontotemporal dementia and amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, motor neuron disease. However, there is growing evidence that it may be involved in other neurological diseases. If we can show that it occurs in patients with atypical Parkinsonism, then future treatments developed for this genetic variation could be adapted for these patients. Thanks to Professor Hugh Morris and Riona Fumi for the update. How can I get involved? If you would like to get involved in the Prospect M study, please email the coordinating team at prospect@ucl.ac.uk or call us on 07825 076394. We welcome anybody living with PSP or CBD to take part.